This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today is the day. Lawyers on both sides will address the jury in opening statements at Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. The AP's Julie Walker is there.
Opening statements for Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial expected Monday. Among the prosecution witnesses, a porn star, a Playboy model, a tabloid publisher, and Trump's former fixer turned foe, Michael Cohen. He went to prison after pleading guilty to campaign finance violations relating to the hush money arrangements. Cohen paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about what she says was a sexual encounter with Trump years earlier. The former president denies having sex with her and denies charges of falsifying business records to keep stories about his sex life secret. Trump calls the case a political witch hunt to hurt his campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
On this Earth Day, the UN has a warning. The AP's Charles Ledesma.
The United Nations Labour Organization is warning that 70% of the world's workforce is likely to be exposed to excessive heat during their careers, citing increased concern about exposure to sunlight. The International Labour Organization says one of its fundamental goals is to help ensure workplace health and safety, and suggests in a new report ways that governments can improve their legislation and help cope with the rising effects of climate change on workers. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The head of Israeli military intelligence has resigned after the Hamas attack on October 7th. Here in the U.S., nursing homes would have to have minimum staffing levels under new rules being announced today by the federal government. Today, the Supreme Court takes up the issue of homelessness and the practice of banning the homeless from sleeping outside when there's no shelter space available. This is AP News. The Pope is calling for peace. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Pope Francis has renewed his calls for peace in the Middle East and in Ukraine. Speaking to a gathered audience in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City, Francis said he was following the situation in the Middle East with concern and sorrow. He added, I renew my appeal not to give in to the logic of claiming war. Let us instead prevail in the ways of dialogue and diplomacy that can do so much. The pontiff added his concerns for Ukraine, which is now in its third year of war. He told the audience, let us not forget the martyred Ukraine that suffers so much from the war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Top climate organizations say Europe is the fastest warming continent and its temperatures are rising at roughly twice the global average. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.